I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It used to be we thought of drones as mostly military tools, you know, unmanned aerial vehicles firing missiles. Of course, now drones are routinely being used to do many other things, including delivering stuff. But here's something I had not heard before: drones delivering abortion pills. This weekend, the first so-called abortion drone is scheduled to fly from Germany to Poland as part of a campaign organized by several European women's rights groups, among them a Dutch group called Women on Waves, founded and directed by Rebecca Gompertz.
The drone is just another tool. I mean, shipping and mailing is, of course, also possible, and we used an actually ship before. So a drone is quite a new development, and it has great potential. With this campaign, like with the ships campaign, we really want to call attention to the fact that women in Poland still do not have the same rights as other women in Europe.
Yeah, tell us just briefly about Women on Waves and where the name comes from.
Yes, so Women on Waves started 15 years ago with the idea that on a Dutch ship, you could go to countries where abortion is illegal and there take women on board, sail to international waters, where the abortion pill is provided to the women, and then you sail back again, and then the women have the miscarriage when they're back on land.
So with this project this Saturday, where you'll be flying abortion pills via drone, how far from the Polish border in Germany will you be when you launch these drones, and who's going to receive them on the other side?
Well, actually, the regulations around drones are quite strict. So the drone has to fly within eyesight, and the drone is just crossing the border, which is a river, and then it will land there, and it will deliver the pills to individual women.
And tell us a bit more about the choice of Poland. Just how difficult is it for women to get abortions there compared to other countries in the EU?
Poland, together with Ireland and Malta, are the only European countries where abortion is still illegal. The rest of Europe, abortion is legal and medical abortion is available. The problem is that, as with any country where abortion is illegal, women can get it, but it's very expensive. For example, doctors charge after office hours at least 2,000 to 4,000 euros for an illegal abortion.
Right, so $6,000-$7,000.
So it's really the women that don't have access to money and to information that are, you know, bearing the consequences of these restrictive laws. And that is the reality that we want to show. So it's very important that the drone actually delivers the pills in Poland itself, because that is where it should be available for the women that need it.
I mean, it's so unprecedented. Do you expect any difficulties when the Polish government sees that a drone is flying over their border with abortion pills?
We heard that some of the anti-abortion groups are planning to shoot down the drone. Fortunately, guns are not that easily accessible in Europe. Somebody has to be a very good gunsman to shoot down a fast-flying drone. And I don't expect them to be under the anti-abortion groups. Poland is part of Schengen, and that is an agreement between certain European countries. There is a freedom of movement and a freedom of movement of goods.
Right, Schengen agreement.
Yeah. Polish government has no reason to in any way try to stop the drone, because it's not violating any regulations and agreements that are there.
So are you hoping to duplicate this program with drones flying abortion pills to other countries?
This is the first time ever that it has been done, so we are just looking to see how it plays out. But it's definitely a program that we can repeat in other countries as well, where there's a similar situation.
Dr. Rebecca Gompertz is the founder and director of Women on Waves. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for the interview.